This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado is the first in the nation to set up its own rules to protect wetlands and streams after federal protections were stripped away. Here's the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen.
Colorado took a major step last week by finalizing rules for a novel state-run permitting program. It applies to waters that used to be federally protected. That is, until a U.S. Supreme Court ruling 2 years ago drastically limited which wetlands and streams are covered. Now, when companies want to dig out a ditch or fill in a wetland in these Colorado waters, they'll need a state permit. Stu Gillespie is a lawyer with environmental nonprofit Earth Justice. He says this will also benefit states downstream.
The state in Colorado will always be providing that backstop. And that's what all other states should be doing.
Gillespie says the backstop is now more important as the Federal Environmental Protection Agency seeks to further shrink water safeguards. New Mexico is also developing a state program to fill the gaps. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
The number of lawsuits filed by Colorado against the Trump administration now stands at 47. Here's CPR's Ava Keon.
Attorney General Phil Weiser in 16 other states and Washington, D.C. filed the lawsuit. It claims the administration unlawfully suspended grant programs for electric vehicle charging infrastructure. The holdup of funds directly impacts a project at Colorado State University and plans in Pueblo and Boulder. In May, Colorado and other states sued the administration for receiving less funding for EV infrastructure than they were originally awarded. That's still in litigation. Ava Keon, CPR News.
And for more Colorado news, come to CPR.org. This is CPR News and KRCC. In Denver and the Springs today, sunny skies, highs in the 40s.